This week, Episcopalians in the U.S. are arguing once again over the role of gays and lesbians in their church. Delegates are gathering for their general convention. They are scheduled to vote on some controversial ideas, whether to sanction same-sex unions and whether to apologize for electing an openly gay bishop. That move in 2003 caused an upheaval within the 2.2 million member church. Chicago Public Radio's Jason DeRose is covering the convention, and he joins us now. Jason, why is the church possibly going to apologize for ordaining Bishop Gene Robinson?
Well, the apology is worded such that the U.S. Episcopal Church will express regret for not consulting more thoroughly with the rest of the worldwide Anglican Communion before it elected Bishop Robinson. Now, that expression is the result of an international commission that said the U.S. church needed to understand that it acted too hastily. It should have taken other churches into consideration, and that it offended churches elsewhere in the world, such as in Rwanda and Nigeria. Churches in the global south tend to be more conservative. However, the Archbishop of South Africa in particular has said and come out in favor of the moves that the U.S. church has made in the allowing of gay bishops.
But Jason, hasn't the church already decided that it's okay to have gay clergy?
Well, yes. More than a decade ago, the Episcopal Church said through a course of legal actions and votes that priests in same-sex relationships could remain priests or become priests. But the idea of gay bishops is more controversial for the worldwide church because bishops are thought of as this sign of unity and sort of historic continuity leading all the way back to the time of Jesus. So, you know, whether a gay bishop in New Hampshire, such as Gene Robinson, can relate fundamentally to, say, a bishop in Nigeria, that's the real problem here.
And the church is also considering another resolution that calls it to refrain from creating an official ceremony for blessing same-sex unions. Again, why is it doing this now?
Now, to be clear, some U.S. Episcopal congregations and clergy do, in fact, bless same-sex unions. That's really left up to individual priests and bishops. But it's the creation of an actual official ceremony and having that published in an official prayer book that some say would be sort of the last straw that would really offend others.
Okay, and are they talking about anything else besides sexuality at the convention?
The church will be considering a resolution about whether to apologize for its role in slavery, for not taking a more aggressive stand against slavery. That's an issue that divided the Episcopal Church in the 19th century. Now, the apology, or an expression of regret, is likely to pass. What's more controversial is a debate and a discussion over whether reparations should be made to African Americans. And as we know, reparations, every time it comes up, is fairly controversial.
Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
Chicago Public Radio's Jason DeRose. He's covering the Episcopal Church's General Convention this week in Ohio.